Jesus says, "Come and see," in John and the Psalms. The Gospel of John continually repeats the phrase, "Come and see, come and see." What are the disciples missing that Jesus wants them to see? And what is it that others want to show? As Jesus gathers his first disciples, the disciples have many questions for the man John the Baptist has been preparing them to see. They want to know if he is the one, and what is next for them in this ministry of the good news. It is a time of excitement and fear that makes them ask so many questions. It's a time of revealing and a time of discovery. It is a time of prophecy revealed to a group of hurting and confused people. When Jesus tells the first disciples to come and see, he's about to show them more than just where he is staying. Jesus is preparing them for their role in God's preferred future. These new disciples may not even know what questions to ask, and they may think they are ready to hear the answers to the questions they ask. However, I think they are most likely not ready for what God has in store. If you do not know enough about the plan of God to know the questions to ask, can you be ready for the answers? Jesus just tells them, "Come and see." It will be easier to show them than to tell them. From the Psalms, we hear the writer tell us to come and see. 66 verse 5, "Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals," end quote. In John's Gospel for us, we hear, "Come and see," as we wait for the coming Christ. The child is born, and to us we will see Emmanuel, God with us. For us, we will say to others, "Come and see," as we go to all nations, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. God's grace comes in the child born, and this child is the Messiah, the Christ, the one who will save the people from the sin of this world. We declare to all nations the one who is from God, who is God, and the one who will bring us to God. It is good news for a broken world to come and see the living God. It is good news for the hurting world, one who was and is to come, loves his creation, and has sent his Son to redeem us from our selfish ways. It is good news for all people that the amazing grace of God has opened the gate of salvation for God's creation. Come and see that the Christ has come and will come again for all God's people. Jesus is the open gate to lead us to the kingdom of God. Come and see. Amen. Let us pray. God of all people, you called many by name, asking them to follow Jesus and obey. Come and see. Call us by name and help us to follow and obey the one who is the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.